Arterial tourniquet. Arterial tourniquets should only be used for life-threatening bleeding from a limb, where the bleeding cannot be controlled by direct pressure. Ideally, a tourniquet should not be applied over a joint or wound and must not be covered up by any bandage or clothing. To use the arterial tourniquet, the ANSCOR guideline 9.1.1 recommends the following. All arterial tourniquets should be applied in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions, or 5 cm above the bleeding point of no instructions, and tightened until the bleeding stops. If a tourniquet does not stop the bleeding, its position and application must be checked. Ideally, the tourniquet is not applied over clothing nor wetsuits and is applied tightly, even if this causes local discomfort. If bleeding continues, a second tourniquet, if available, should be applied to the limb, preferably above the first. The time of tourniquet application must be noted and communicated to emergency/paramedic personnel. Once applied, the victim requires urgent transfer to hospital, and the tourniquet should not be removed until the victim receives specialist care. An improvised tourniquet may be created if there is none available. Although an improvised tourniquet is unlikely to stop the bleeding and poses a risk of increased bleeding and tissue damage, an improvised tourniquet is better than none in life-threatening bleeding. Tourniquets can be improvised using materials found in a first aid kit, clothing, or other similarly available items. Improvised tourniquets should be tightened by twisting a rod or stick under the improvised tourniquet band, similar to the windlass in commercial tourniquets. If a correctly applied tourniquet has failed to control the bleeding, consider using a hemostatic dressing in conjunction with the tourniquet.